On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So we are going to be going with, from Domaine Serene, the Evenstad Reserve Chardonnay 2022, the Domaine Serene Cor Blanc for Barrel Fermented White Wine 2022, Domaine Serene Yamhill Cuvée Pinot Noir 2021, Domaine Serene Evenstad Reserve Pinot Noir 2021, Domaine Serene Grand Cheval Red Wine 2021, and from Alexana, we have the Mosaic Pinot Noir 2023 Dundee Hills. So this is our second All Oregon show.
Yay!
Because we did the last All Oregon show to show the audience how really great the wines in Oregon have gotten.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. And this is a good day, so as we're drinking wine, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah. So always.
Well, this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today, our good old boy Justin.
Good morning.
And good old boy Harm.
Thanks, Bob. Glad to be here. It's a wine day.
It's a wine day. Wine day is always a good day. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, anything else you can sip. And here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So we are going to be going with, from Domaine Serene, the Evenstad Reserve Chardonnay 2022, the Domaine Serene Cor Blanc for Barrel Fermented White Wine 2022, Domaine Serene Yamhill Cuvée Pinot Noir 2021, Domaine Serene Evenstad Reserve Pinot Noir 2021, Domaine Serene Grand Cheval Red Wine 2021, and from Alexana, we have the Mosaic Pinot Noir 2023 Dundee Hills. So this is our second All Oregon show.
Yay! Yay.
Because we did the last All Oregon show to show the audience how really great the wines in Oregon have gotten, especially in the last, what do you think, 10, 15 years?
No, more than that. They really started improving about 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It started improving, yeah. But I mean, man, they're killing it. They're absolutely killing it.
Domaine Serene 20 years ago in a blind taste test with Somms from around the country beat a lot of expensive Burgundies 10 times their price.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had their... they've had their game on point for a while. But,
I mean, everybody knows Napa. Everybody knows Sonoma. You know, Paso's starting to, you know, come into its own. But Oregon, man, I'm telling you, Oregon's where it's at. There's some great stuff in Oregon.
I really prefer Oregon because, you know, everybody goes for what's really popular right now in California. Is a Russian River Pinot Noir, which to me is just too fruity, too sugary. Yeah. That's what Americans like.
Well, different style. I get
you,
it.
You want a really unadulterated, really French style almost, you go to Oregon.
Yeah.
And it's it tends to be more earthy and more nuanced.
Yeah.
And,
100%.
That's me, earthy and nuanced.
I thought you just smelled bad. It's earthy. Okay. Awesome. We got a word for stink. Okay.
Yes. Earthy and nuanced.
Yeah. So we're going to be tasting and discussing these wines and rating them with our signature sip sounds. We'll throw one at you. Justin, pick a number.
Number 3.
All right, 1 to 3.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Well, that was just creepy. I'm pretty sure the guy with that voice has a van with no windows.
He's got a record.
Yeah. Something creepy as heck. So
where was the part where we were like the best thing on at 2 a.m.?
Oh, we skipped that.
Why do we skip that?
Because we're on a lot more during the day now.
I had a whole banter about Batman and from Adam West in the 1960s. I had prepared.
We're adding radio stations by the fistful, and most of those are during the day. So
you can still listen at 2 a.m., my friend.
Yes. We prefer you to listen at 2 a.m. All right. So, Justin, why don't you tell us about our first winery?
Domaine Serene was founded in 1989 by Grace and Ken Evanstad when they settled in the Willamette.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's going to kill me for saying it wrong again. Valley, with a deep appreciation for the wines of Burgundy and faith in Oregon before there was a national market for domestic Pinot Noir.
It's Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
This is America.
What he said. They began planting their vineyard in 1993, and in 2001, the Evanstads completed the construction of their current state-of-the-art 5-level gravity flow Pinot Noir winery.
Pinot Noir.
A little over a decade later, they completed their new white winery dedicated to the production of Chardonnay and sparkling wine, the first of its kind in Oregon. In 2004, Domaine Serene made history, beating wines from Domaine de la Romanée, Conti, and a blind tasting of 3 wines from each winery from 1998, 1999, and 2000 vintages.
That's what I was referring to. I didn't read this part before. You know that whole thing where you give us the background on the wines and I'm supposed to read that?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I know. You never do.
But I knew this from before because I saw the wine. Good stuff. I forgot it was Romani Conti.
I see you, remind me not to talk to you, will you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't realize they beat Romani Conti.
All right. So tell us about the first one.
The first wine we're going to talk about is Domaine Serene Evanstad Reserve Chardonnay 2022. It's 13.5% alcohol by volume. It's 100% Chardonnay, Appellation Dundee Hills, barrel aging 16 months and 28% new French oak. So it's a light lemon, almost clear wine. It's got nice fruit smells, lemon and lime, and there's like a minerality to it. A little bit of chalkiness reminds me of cantaloupe and a little bit of pool chalk in a good way. On the palate, I got like a lemon meringue pie and they forgot most of the sugar. And it's creamy. And I got like a little bit of pine in there. And the finish. The finish is nice and lemony and long. What did you think, Harmeet?
I think you hit pretty much everything. It's a lot. The color, I would go straw. The wine is definitely clear because you can read through. But it's a lemony straw. The nose is very lemony. I got a little bit of that toasty oak they're using. It's almost like a butterscotchy note to it. Almost vanilla butterscotch type thing with the lemon. The minerality on the nose is like if the saltiness hits you, like you said, chalkiness. And lemon meringue is dead on. There's not that much sweetness, like you said, but it's got such a good texture. The way it hits the palate comes in like with a sharp acidity if it's too cold. When you let it warm up, it's beautiful and pleasing, almost like a lemon candy. And then the finish is really bracing. It's juicy, and then it goes dry with the oak. I like it a lot. This is just a gorgeous Chardonnay. I want more. Bob, what do you think?
I think it's absolutely delicious.
I forgot that there's a little bit of that salinity coming back on the palate, too.
Yeah. The salinity is there. I mean, on the nose, it's lime and lemon. It's more Meyer's lemon than just regular yellow lemon. And that chalkiness, it's, for me, it sort of borders on between chalk and like baking soda almost. But there's that chalky minerality to it, but the palate on it is, so good. Just so, so good. The lemon, the mineral, the salinity comes through. I think, Justin, you said Himalayan pink salt.
That was off the air, but yes, you did.
Yeah, that hits it right on the head. This one is done so well. Just wow. Just really wow. Yeah, I would drink this here. I would drink this there. I would do like the Dr. Seuss. I would drink it in the house with a mouse.
It's not like, you know, they like to compare themselves to Burgundy. This doesn't taste like Burgundian to me, but
no,
but it's definitely,
but it's
Oregon.
But it's delicious. Yeah, it's, I mean, so well done. Yeah. So we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just wrapping up our thoughts on the Domaine Serene Evenstad Reserve Chardonnay. Anybody else have anything else to say before we get a, give it a score?
So fresh, so clean.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. So where's that from?
It's a 90s
soap commercial
song reference.
Oh, it's so fresh. Yeah, what's the song, though?
We'll Google it and tell you later.
Right. Yeah. We're going to give the Domaine Serene Evenstad Reserve Chardonnay 2022 well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that brings us up to our next one. Harm, you want to do that one?
Not really. I thought you were doing it.
Okay, well, I'll do it then. That's fine. So we have the Domaine Serene Cor Blanc Barrel Fermented White Wine 2022. It's 13.9% ABV, 100% Pinot Noir. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
It's a special limited production white wine crafted from fully mature Pinot Noir grapes and harvest 100% estate grown grapes from carefully selected vineyard blocks that are hand picked and meticulously sorted. I'm just taking over for you because you clearly had a brain fart there. The grapes are then gently whole cluster pressed, limiting contact with the grape skins so that only the white heart juice is expressed. The resulting juice is barrel fermented in French oak and then aged on lees for 16 months prior to bottling. So this is how you get Pinot Noir that's white. The wine is white. It looks like a Chardonnay or a Sauvignon Blanc, actually. It's because there's no skin contact or very little skin contact. We do a very gentle press. And that's how you get, you know, champagne white as well. Yeah. Same thing. Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier. Color was straw. Now, this wine, to me, the reason I didn't want to do it, because I'm having a hard time smelling today. I don't know if my sinuses are dry.
You're not having a hard time. You smell, I smell
very well.
Very hard.
Okay. The nose was very muted earlier on, and I'm starting to get something now. I mean, it's just too muted. I'm getting like hints of like oak from the barrel, but not much else. Maybe a little bit of melon, a little bit of light vanilla. I'm not getting much on this. But I know, Justin, you got the nose on this. What did you get?
I got a nice chalkiness, mm-hmm. tamarind orange, lemon.
What's a tamarind orange?
It's like a tangier, darker orange than like a Florida orange.
I've never heard of a tamarind orange. I know what a tamarind is. I know what an orange is.
Yeah, it is like a darker orange. Like an Orange Julius orange.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Orange Julius is a chain.
I know Orange Julius. I don't
say right, what's wrong with him. He doesn't know what an Orange Julius is.
What else did you get? I went to the mall in the 80s too.
Okay, good. I got a touch of durian.
Durian. Okay. That to me is not a pleasant thing.
Well, and, it tastes good.
There's a scent before the hard corpse stink.
Yeah.
And this isn't the hard corpse stink part. This is the heart of the durian.
I'm getting like
not the nose of it.
I'm getting a little bit of the oak, and I'm getting a little bit like I said, just a hint of something, but I don't know what it is. But on the palate is where this wine really sings. I mean, it's got gorgeous mouthfeel. Let me take a sip. It comes in with a sharp citrus and oak and salt and this lingering minerality and a beautiful grip. It's mouthwatering. It's making my mouth salivate right now. The finish is medium long. It keeps going. This wine just needs food. It's a white wine to have with food. It will keep you going. It's refreshing. You can come back to it over and over again. That's what saved the wine for me, because the nose, I didn't get anything. Justin, go ahead. What did you get on the palate?
On the palate, I got like a nice lemon hit. I got refreshing Himalayan sea salt and a touch of creme de menthe at the end.
I'm not getting the menthe.
Just a touch.
A bad touch or a good touch?
It was a good touch.
Mm.
And it's refreshing. And I got like clean towels on the finish too.
I can see kind of like that like linen that's drying on the line type thing going.
Right. Yeah. That's it.
I know. I get that.
That's it.
Yeah. Bob, what do you think?
Again, the nose is light. I'm like Justin, I'm getting a lot more than you are, but I'm getting citrus. There's definitely a citrus note there. Sort of a green leaves and a nice salinity to it on the palate. I get more lemon than lime. The lime comes in on the back palate. The lemon is up on the front palate. Really nice minerality, coats the tongue, gets all around up and down the sides and everything. A great mouthfeel to it. It's I'm with you in the fact that the palate, the nose is a little bit light, but the palate is so huge that you don't notice.
It's a really good balance of astringency and juiciness. It starts out a little astringent and
acidity on it. It's just
and
dead
then
on.
You get that you start salivating. So it's a wonderfully balanced wine and really intriguing. I would like to have this again and maybe on a day where I can actually smell properly, because I think I'm just having allergy issues. But what do you guys think? Rating?
Well, we're going to be giving the Domaine Serene Cour Blanc Barrel Fermented White 3 sips.
All right.
Interesting.
And as a side note, So Fresh, So Clean is a song by Outkast from 2000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank goodness. I have that album too.
We couldn't have lived without that. Good Lord.
Well, I promised it. I come through, baby.
Thank you, Google. Bob.
Why do I have to waste my time outwitting morons?
So our next wine is going to be the Domaine Serene Yamho Cuvée Pinot Noir 2021, 13.8% ABV, 100% Pinot Noir, Willamette Valley, barrel aged for 15 months, named after the county where the Domaine Serene estates are found. This blend includes fruit from Yamho Carlton AVA, Dundee Hills AVA, and Iowa Amity AVA. So the color on it, just a very, very lovely, almost a bright garnet to it.
I'd say more ruby than garnet, and it's beautifully translucent.
Yeah, the clarity on this wine is absolutely magnificent. It positively glows.
Shiny.
This is the way Pinot Noir should look, not like that Russian River stuff where it's all like looks like a Cabernet.
On the nose, it's dark cherries. They have in their notes sandalwood. I am not picking up sandalwood. Are you guys?
I got cedar.
I got zero sandalwood. Yeah. I got violets.
Yeah, I definitely can get a little cedary hint in the back.
And evergreen pine cones.
So their note said potpourri. I got violets. You got cedar. That's potpourri.
Oh, okay.
They're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it in a vase and put it on your grandmother's coffee table. Yeah.
Potpourri has a pungency to it.
Well, potpourri, that's cedarness. That's cedar.
Not your grandmother's house. She hasn't bought new potpourri since 1968. Yeah, it's the same old stuff. True.
There's your grandmother's diapers.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't go there. It's got the floral note. It's got the cedar note. It's really great. Good nose. Go ahead, Bob.
On the palate, we've got, hold on. Plums, blackberries. It's got a really nice, just silky, lush mouthfeel. The balance on this is really good. Just like the other ones we've had, the acidity is just on point. There's a little bit of a floral note. I'm getting violets. I'm getting roses.
I got a lot of a floral note more towards the end of that palette.
It's real pretty. We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Domaine Serene Yamhill Cuvée. I just finished up mine. What'd you think, Harm?
You hit all the points I was going to hit, Bob.
Okay, then we'll skip your...
Okay, thanks. But on the palate, I want to mention again, we're talking about the astringency of that Pinot Noir white wine. Mm-hmm. We had the what's it called again? The Cour de something?
Cour Blanc.
Cour Blanc. Oh, it's the heart, the white heart. That astringency on that white wine is also here from that Pinot Noir. It's a great balance of astringency and acidity. This one, however, does finish drier. So on the palate, I got more floral notes than you got. I got a really heavy roses. Beautiful mouthfeel, juicy at first, but then it starts going dry. And it's not like dry like a cab or anything like that.
No.
But the finish is long.
Dry where it should be, dry. Yeah.
Finish is long, starts with good acid, and then I can just kind of get hints of the oak. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Yeah, the oak comes out on the finish. I don't get it so much up in the front. Mm. And yeah. Again, the tannin and acidity, the balance on there. When the finish is working in your mouth is still watering 60 seconds later.
It's almost like the astringency of like roses. If you ever had a salad with rose petals or something, mm-hmm. if you've
thankfully
tasted
no,
you ever had tasted a rose petal?
I've licked one. But I didn't have it in a salad.
That's another story, and that was in Subic Bay in the Philippines, and we're not going there because this is a family show.
It's got that astringency of the flower petals. What do you think, Justin?
So I got like maraschino cherries on the nose, evergreen, pine cones, cedar. The palate's very fruit, full of fruit. Nice mouthfeel to it. And on the end, I got wood and mixed fruit.
Hey, it's a family show.
Are we talking about Philippines again?
Yeah.
Sorry. My lawyer told me not to talk about the Philippines.
You imbecile, you bloated idiot, you stupid fathead, you.
Yeah.
That's a rating, Bob.
That's a record. We made it 23 minutes in before it went straight in the toilet. Awesome. We're going to give the Domaine Serene Yamhill Cuvée Pinot Noir 2021 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So good. All right, so we are going to go to our next one, and we'll have Justin read that one.
All right. Domaine Serene Evanstad Reserve Pinot Noir 2021. 14.1% alcohol by volume, and it claims to be 100% Pinot Noir, 100% estate-grown grapes, Appalachian Willamette Valley, barrel aged for 16 months, 55% new French oak. This has been their flagship wine since its first vintage in 1990. I got a vineyard on the nose, pixie sticks, and a Restoration Hardware Lazy Boy from the 90s. And
on we've had different life experiences.
Yeah, apparently.
I used to love going to the mall, Restoration Furniture, and dream of having one of their $2,000 Restoration Hardware Lazy Boy chairs.
Nice.
Yeah. On the palate, it was nice.
He wasn't drinking wine this good back then, that's for sure.
Correct. I was drinking whatever anybody poured me, which wasn't much.
Oh, you were drinking.
I like the unusual flavor of Thunderbird wine.
It's for sure.
Good drink.
It's an for exceptionally sure. good drink. You notice he doesn't call it a wine. He just says it's a good drink. Yeah.
I was 15 or 16 years old, and my first bottle of wine, I conned some poor cashier at a Circle K or whatever. Told, yeah, you know me from BCC. We go to the same college. I'm sophomore in high school. And I got Reuniti Cherry.
Yeah, was
it? Also the first time I threw up.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Better going down than coming back up.
Much.
All right. On the palate, I got nice fruits. I got fruit crumble cake. And the finish, I got like a light charcoal and fruit. And I think this was exceptionally good. What did you think, Bob?
I really like this one. It's their flagship for a reason. Very different from the one that we had before. This is a little bit heavier. But on the nose, I got the rose petals. I got the leather. I got orange blossom. There's a citrus there. There's a white flower in there.
It's definitely orange blossom.
Dark cherry, blueberries. It's got a really lovely velvety mouthfeel to it. It just rolls around your tongue like silk. Just really well done. And on the finish, just that hint of white pepper that just sort of fades and goes along. A really excellent wine. What'd you think, Arm?
I was very disappointed today. I've had this wine
That's what his mom since said. And his dad.
Yeah, thanks.
His aunts and uncles.
Every day.
Yeah.
I've been in the wine business since 2000, and I've had this wine several times. I used to sell this lot, and I had that vintage where everybody went crazy for it. So I've had the best, and I've had some not so good. And this is one of the ones, this vintage, the 21, is not, maybe it's this bottle. I don't know if it's the vintage. This bottle is not showing like it should be. I've had it much better. This wine, you guys hit all the right notes. The problem to me with me, the problem with the wine, the
problem we don't have, this is a 1 hour show. We don't have that much time.
The problems with you,
the problem I have with the wine is it seems the color seems a little over extracted. It's a little bit astringent, that more astringent than it should be. And I was thinking that I'd get with that juicy fruit on the palate and the body, it looks darker and more and smells more appealing than it did. The palate did not match what I was getting on the nose, and the finish was absolutely way too short. That being said, it's still a great Pinot Noir. It's just I'm judging on prior expectations, and now I'm just sour about it.
Sounds like they remade the 18.
Sour grapes. I've got sour grapes.
Well, that's what his mom did. So she had one kid first, and then she had him, and she judged him in the prior expectations. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever. I felt let down by this wine, man. And I feel personally attacked by it.
That's what his mom said at the high school graduation.
It triggered
graduation.
You, huh?
Triggered.
Well, in spite of you, we're going to be giving the Domaine Serene Evenstad Pinot Noir Reserve 2021 a well-deserved four sips.
You are over scoring this wine.
Nope.
I hate you all.
Nope.
You're all my enemies now. I will never forgive you.
All right, so that brings us to our next wine, which is the Domaine.
Wine makes me dramatic.
Yeah, you're a little dramatic today. Somebody's quite the queen today. Yeah. So that's going to take us to the Domaine Serene Grand Cheval Red Wine 2021. It's 14.2% ABV. This one is 74% Syrah, 26% Pinot Noir, which is right in my wheelhouse. The appellation is Walla Walla and Dundee Hills. The color on this, dark, brooding, just absolutely lovely. everything that I wanted, something with that much Syrah.
It's unicorn blood purple.
Exactly. On the nose, raspberries, white pepper, old leather. Little like a little dusty barn. And on the palate. Dark berries, currants, leather, dark stewed fruit. Got a really, really, really nice texture to it. Yeah, I dig this. I dig this. What'd you think, Harm?
I don't get the raspberry as much as you do. I got more black plum and blackberry compote.
Oh, there's definitely plum there.
Like a blackberry compote on the nose. The white pepper's definitely there. That leather, it reminds me of like a five-year-old Mercedes. Getting in that leather smell? Yeah, that's right there. The palate was really plush, silky entry. Velvety. Silky entry, then it goes velvety. So like those are two opposing textures. Starts silky, then goes velvety. And great fruit. And there's a little light grip from the Syrah. And the finish was very long and not too dry. I like it a lot.
Yeah, this one. And this one's
we've got a commercial coming up.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just discussing the Domaine Serene Grand Cheval Red Wine 2021. Every time you say velvet, I keep having images in my mind from that Eddie Murphy movie where they dress him up as like the old white guy in the barbershop, and King Joffy comes in. This is beautiful. What is this, velvet? Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think, Justin?
So on the nose, I got Costco fruit basket and freshly oiled gun holster. On the palate,
that's a different leather.
Yeah. I got a mix of fruits on the palate, and the leather note comes through, and the finish was fruity, and then it fades away, then it gets woody, and after it breathed for a while, more wood.
This wine really calls for meat, and now again, I'm going to get a little salty with Bob here for not providing some lamb or venison.
Yeah, I just provided you with six fantastic bottles of wine. I mean, somebody else might bring some
meat. What do I see here in front of me? Some oyster crackers.
You got the list.
I've got oyster crackers and a bottle of water. That's it. That's what we get. Oyster crackers and a bottle of water.
There's a Publix sub waiting for you in the fridge.
Bob brought the wine. Yeah. You could have brought the meat. I bring my sparkling personality.
If I'd read anything he sent me, if I'd read any of the emails.
Oh, if you read it.
I'd read anything, I would know to bring. I would have known to bring some lamb.
And I mean, Justin, the last champagne show, brought caviar. Yeah. So, you know, what have you brought?
He didn't pay for it. He was gifted that caviar.
You paid for the caviar? Cash money, baby.
Yeah.
Or a credit card. Yeah. Nice. One or the other. Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting points. He's not.
Right. I was a wine tasting last week with a wine dinner, a wine luncheon at the Hilt S3 on the beach. I got free caviar.
See, you're in the business. No one gives me free caviar.
It wasn't caviar. It was those little pellets that come out of the bean bag. He just doesn't know any different.
I don't know.
Vending machine where you put in the nickel and the little
styrofoam pellets in the bean bag, Jerry.
Yeah. They could have been boba. I have no idea.
Well, we're going to be giving the Domaine Serene Grand Cheval Red Wine a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our last wine. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Okay, go.
All right, sir. Domaine Serene Grand Cheval red wine is not the one we're doing. I'm on the wrong page. All right.
Last page.
So Alexandra Estate is owned by Dr. Madaya Ravana, who has also owns Ravana Estate in Napa Valley and Bodega Corazon del Sol in Mendoza, Argentina. In 2005, a wine conference in Houston, Dr. Ravana met the legendary winemaker Lynn Perner Ash, who was attending on behalf of her namesake Willamette Valley Winery, Perner Ash Wine Cellars. The two began a decades-long friendship. Yada, 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 winery established. We've got to be finishing fast. Alexandra Mosaic Pinot Noir. That's what she said. Yeah, she always says finish. Or whatever. Alexandra Mosaic Pinot Noir 2023 Dundee Hills, Oregon is 13.5% ABV, 100% Pinot Noir. The appellation is Dundee Hills. The Alexandra Estate Vineyard is, and Kinney Ranch Estate Vineyards are go into this winery, in this wine, sorry. Aged 10 months in 23% new French oak barrels, 15% second use French oak, and 56% neutral French oak, 6% in concrete. The heart of Mosaic lies in the Alexandra Estate Vineyard, planted in 2003, straddling a unique confluence of volcanic and ancient marine sedimentary soils. This vineyard features 32 blocks, each distinct expression of soil, clone, and rootstock. The Kinney Ranch Estate Vineyard, planted in 2019, shares the same soils as Alexandra. Both are organic dry farmed, and the grapes are fermented, aged separately, allowing their unique personalities to fully develop before being brought together in the final assemblage. This is the Mosaic of a Pinot Noir. I've never had this wine before today, and thank you, Bob, for getting this for us. Very good. Slightly translucent, dark ruby. On the nose, it's roses, violets, and raspberries, earth, and mushrooms. There's a hint of sandalwood, but I'm not sure it comes. It gets more intense as you get to it. I come back to it, the roses are more intense. The palate was very silky. Acidic lift on the tannin. There's the bitter edge from the fruit that's balanced with just raspberries. And it's slightly astringent on the finish with a great acidity, and it's mouthwatering. This wine just is gorgeous and refreshing. I could keep coming back to this all day long. And that's what sets it apart from a lot of other Pinot Noirs, that you can keep coming back to it, Kim, coming back to it. Justin, what do you think?
So I got like ripe lemons on the nose, blueberries.
Where? What the hell? Blueberries, I'll give you. Lemons? Lemons?
Ripe lemons.
Okay, go ahead.
And broccoli stalk. On the palate, it fully enveloped my palate. Gorgeous fruit. The finish was wood and fruit, and it was perfectly balanced finish. Started off medium, faded away slowly. It was beautiful. Bob, what'd you think?
Well, it's got a real pretty color. Like that earlier one we have down Main Serene that glowed. This one is a little darker, but it also just has a beautiful clarity to it and just a great glow to it. On the nose, there's that forest floor, mushroom, a little bit of funk on it that is just so attractive. Dark fruit, blueberries, violets.
I was wondering if anybody else got the flowers. No roses for you? Just violets?
Mm-hmm. Mm. On the palate, for me, the oak I taste up front, but it's just so well done. There's not too much oak.
Everything is integrated in this wine.
There's dark berries. The tannins are luscious and rich. They're not overpowering, but they are hitting you in the head and letting you know they're there. The acidity on this one is just perfect. I mean, there's such a balance on this wine. This one is absolutely fantastic. Again, Oregon, man. Oregon. This is where it's at.
So I sell their Alexandra, the Ravana Vineyard wine. That wine is winning awards and is about double the price of this one. And this one is almost as good. I never had this one before. I need to buy this. This is so good.
Well, I mean, all of their wine's good. You know, the Ravana's great. You know, you knew this was going to be an excellent wine. But, I mean, all of them. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's six winners here.
We had a great day in the show today. This is nothing bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except for the one that made me mad. Sorry, just joking, being dramatic. We still gave it a 4.
Mm-hmm. You crazy Dutch bastard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I think this one is fantastic. So we're going to be giving the Alexana Mosaic Pinot Noir 2023 Dundee Hills, Oregon. Well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
This one just, I think this one just sang to all three. I mean, everybody was.
It actually may be the least expensive wine on the table, too.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Well, see, that's the beautiful thing about all of them is, you know, they're not expensive. That's the nice thing about Oregon. Amazing quality and very affordable price. So,
usually.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us today. Who am I kidding? You should be thanking me for this wine.
This is the part of the show where we actually thank you, Bob. So thank you.
Thank you,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
It was good.
You notice he didn't bring meat, though, did he?
I didn't bring meat.
Yeah.
He didn't read the notes.
I didn't read the notes. I didn't look at your emails. Come on. Send me a text, man. I don't look at emails.
Bring meat, period.
every show, bring meat.
Well, that's every day. Honestly, yeah. if you just come by for a visit, you should bring meat. I mean, I'm, you know, sorry, but.
Some people bring flowers. Some people bring a fruit basket. I just have to bring meat.
Yeah.
You prefer barbecue, Bob?
You're the meat man. You pull up in a truck with music and all the kids run out.
Whatever my name is Harmeet.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that Hindi for bring the meat?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's Punjabi for God's friend.
Right.
Harmeet.
Okay.
Or everyone's friend, too.
Well, meat is God's friend.
But really, exactly. I don't like anyone. It's ironic. It's Harmeet. I'm everyone's friend, but I don't like anyone.
That's true.
Especially.
True.
Fair.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.